Uncertainty is not good. No, not at all. Fallen man's condition is a constant state of flux. Even his so-called truth is uncertain. His truth of yesterday is debunked by his truth of today, and his truth of today will be debunked by his truth of tomorrow. Carnal man doesn't know where he came from, why he is here, or where he is going. He has no overarching reason, nothing of eternal value. He is lost and undone, fully befuddled. The fallen sons and daughters of Adam travel, or should I say stumble, through this vanity and a deep and dark sloth. It stinks, really stinks, but their darkness can end this very day. They can see the light. Consider the certainty of the Word of God, Mark 16:15-16. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Acts 4:10-12. Be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Dear visitor, have you yet to be born again, as our Lord Jesus requires in John 3:3? Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except that man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. In just a few moments, I will invite you to follow me in a simple prompt, and if you follow, the uncertainty ends today. Today you stand in the place Joel 3:14 names the Valley of Decision. Multitudes, multitudes in the Valley of Decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the Valley of Decision. Choose Jesus Christ, and today all your sin and shame will be washed away by his cleansing blood. Isaiah 1:18, Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Today all of Satan's bondages in your life will be broken, every single one. John 8:34-36. Jesus answered them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth forever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Today you will be born again, born a literal second time, this time of the Spirit of God. The uncertainty ends today. Here is the prompt I promised. You are required to act now. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, John 17:17, Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. God said, Malachi 3:6, For I am the Lord. I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. God said, Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. Man said, Follow the science. That's right, follow the science. So what if I can't understand what science said? Follow it anyway. That's what educated people do. Now the record. Welcome to God Said, Man Said, feature 12 that will once again contend for the faith found in the marvelous and inerrant holy word of God. All of these faith-building features are archived here in text and streaming audio for your edification and to be used as ammunition in the battle for the lost sons and daughters of Adam. Every Thursday Eve, God willing, they grow by one. Thank you for visiting. May God's face shine upon you with grace and truth. Uncertainty is not good. No, not at all. The prelude stated that man's truth of yesterday is debunked by his truth of today, and that his truth of today will be debunked by his truth of tomorrow. The reason man's truth is constantly being upended is relatively simple. Any so-called truth that contradicts God's truth found in his word is not true. Jesus defines truth in John 17:17. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. When Noah Webster defines truth in his dictionary, the primary example of truth is John 17:17. While man's truth is constantly shifting, God's word never changes. Not one word has been added to or taken from the holy text since it was authored by God and penned by his holy men. The last word was penned nearly 2,000 years ago. From the very first word of God to the last, Satan and his champions have rallied to contradict. Since the beginning, they have attacked incessantly and without a single victory. God's word remains unscathed and certainly unintimidated by their foolish and infantile claims. God's word is the unassailable truth, and real truth never changes, for that is the nature of truth. Malachi 3:6, for I am the Lord, I change not, therefore ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Psalms 19:9, the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Proverbs 30, verse 6, add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee and thou be found a liar. Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. Keep an eye and ear turned to the uncertainty of man's truth as we proceed. Words and phrases that disguise the uncertainty of carnal men include may, suggest, possible, hints at, upends, rethought, among others. Several paragraphs from previous God Said, Man Said features follow as foundation before we consider some of the latest scientific reversals. God Said, Man Said, follow the science at your own peril. Today's media-driven mantra is follow the science, yet the world's science is wrong, deadly wrong, a major portion of the time. The popular science publication Discover dedicated their June 2021 issue to spotting pseudoscience. They had this to say regarding today's science. Most things published in 2020 in science are going to be wrong in about 10 years. And that's not a problem, says Gordon Princeton, university historian. That's how it's supposed to work. That's how it's supposed to work? Follow the science, says Discover Magazine. Discover Magazine also says, I think that it's genuinely one of the most impressive and one of the best features of science, says Marcel, philosopher of science at the University of Nevada. When it goes wrong, it fixes itself. It can correct itself, end of quote. False knowledge is not science and also not impressive. Is it any surprise where following the science of Discover Magazine leads? By their own admission, most of the science on which they report is not true. Are you impressed? Samuel Arbuthnot, in his book, The Half-Life of Facts, with the subhead, Why Everything We Know Has an Expiration Date, points out some disconcerting facts, such as, another way to avoid the surprise of changes in knowledge is to simply recognize that it's not that surprising. We are getting better at internalizing this. For example, many medical schools inform their students that within several years, half of what they've been taught will be wrong, and the teachers just don't know which half, end of quote. The world's scientific error factor has proven terribly deadly, as demonstrated in the results of their dogged resistance to God's clear directive regarding diet. They were wrong about eggs. They were wrong about salt. Butter versus margarine. Olive oil versus various life-shortening oils. They were wrong about mother's breast milk versus baby formulas. Raw honey versus refined sugars and sugar substitutes. Whole wheat flour versus refined white flour. They were wrong about organically grown crops versus genetically modified crops, GMOs. They were wrong about clean versus unclean features and full fat, even raw milk and dairy products versus low fat, no fat, and skim milk and dairy products. Excuse me. End of quote. In the God Said, Man Said feature, what do they really know to be true? Very fake news indeed. The following sentence is from J.T. Hallinan's book, Kidding Ourselves. As late as 1985, the idea of a connection between the brain and, say, the immune system was dismissed in an editorial in the New England Journal of Medicine as folklore. Fake news runs amok in pseudoscience's search for the so-called missing link. Examples include, one, Rhamapithecus was originally constructed from a few teeth and a few fragments of a jaw. As a result of new fossil material, he has been reclassified as an orangutan. Number two, Australopithecines, a proposed missing link, has lost his credentials. This creature did not walk upright in a human manner. Number three, Java Man. The original discoverer of Java Man, who was constructed from a femur, skull cap, and three teeth, set him forth as a showpiece of evolution. Many years later, they conceded the Java Man was probably just a giant gibbon. Number four, Neanderthal Man. All anthropologists now believe that he was just as human as you and me. Number five, Cro-Magnon Man. If he walked down the street clean-shaven and in a business suit, he would go completely unnoticed. Number six, Nebraska Man. Made famous in the Scopes trial in the 1920s, was the evolutionist proof that their theory was fact. The Nebraska Man was their missing link. The proof was the tooth. But years later, after further digging, they discovered their tooth was that of a pig and not of an intermediate of man. In 1912, a newspaper headline blared, "Missing link found. Darwin's theory proved." Author Donald DeYoung records the following. The famous Piltdown Man fossil had been located in England. Over the next 40 years, the pieces of skull and accompanying tools were studied, debated, and often used as evolution evidence. Four decades later, however, in 1953, the artifacts were recognized as a complete fraud. Someone had placed together the skull of a human and the jawbone of an ape. They were artificially made to look old with acid and markings with a wire brush. The perpetrator has never been identified. Suspicion should have been raised immediately for at least two reasons. First, Piltdown Man was found just 30 miles from Charles Darwin's residence. Second, one of the burial implements alongside the fossil strangely resembled a cricket bat used in modern British sports, end of quote. Additional examples of fake news would include Peking Man, Lucy, the peppered moth, horse evolution, the whale's floating pelvis, and over 200 vestigial organs and body parts that prove evolution, and now not one, end of quote. The facts don't match their fiction. Let's consider some of the reversals in science. Scientific American, May 2023. A cave wall discovery originally identified as a 550-million-year-old fossilized Dickinsonia sea creature is actually residue from a present-day beehive, researchers say. The finding revives debate about nearby formations' geological history. Yeah, I bet so, huh? Science News, December 2023. The structure, possibly a remnant of a walkway, seating area, or storage unit, hints that some human relatives may have led a less nomadic lifestyle than previously thought. The Week, January 5, 2024. Astronomers found a group of galaxies whose existence could upend cosmology, dubbed universe breakers. The six large galaxies observed were fully formed just 500 million to 700 million years after the Big Bang. That's far too early for such complex star clusters to have arisen, according to scientists' current understanding of the early universe, and it suggests that the theory of galaxy formation that they start out as clouds of gas and dust and coalesce into billions of stars over extremely long stretches of time will have to be rethought. We had no idea what we were going to find, says study co-author Joe Leija. We found something so unexpected, it actually creates problems for science. The James Webb Space Telescope, JWST, just recently put the field of cosmology into a tailspin, a feature in the March 23, 2024 issue of Science News, attempted to pull cosmology out of their nose spin in an article titled, Early Galaxies May Be Deceptively Light. You'll get the gist of their concerns in the following excerpts. Reports that the James Webb Space Telescope broke the universe may have been exaggerated. The trouble began almost as soon as JWST first pointed its eyes at the distant universe. Some of its initial images contained far more galaxies than astronomers expected. A handful of the galaxies appeared to be incredibly bright, suggesting they were up to 100 times as heavy as theories had predicted. These galaxies were dubbed universe breakers because they flew in the face of scientists' assumptions about cosmic evolution. The feature was peppered with words like may, suggest, might, and possible. Sounds very certain, right? The week, April 26, 2024, on the Health and Science page. A new 3D map of the universe suggests that dark energy is evolving, a finding that would upend everything we thought we knew about our expanding universe. Science News, December 30, 2023, on a page dedicated to science first. The first appearance of oxygen 28, a super heavy form of the element that physicists created in a particle accelerator, was much briefer than researchers had expected. The isotope decayed almost immediately after forming, despite its atomic nucleus having full outer shells of protons and neutrons, a property that is typically linked with extra stability. Oxygen's 28's instability hints that something may be wrong with our understanding of the strong nuclear force which binds proteins and neutrons. Answers Magazine, October-December 2023, reports the following on the Science News page. Water makes up over two-thirds of Earth's surface, and scientists have long wondered where all that water came from. A new study rules out the conventional evolutionary theory that meteorites brought water to Earth. Researchers analyzed seven melted meteorites and found that they contained very little water. Meteorites couldn't have brought water to Earth, as their water content is lost in the melting process. The search continues for evolutionary scientists, but Christians know the origin of Earth's water. The Bible, the history book of the universe, tells us that God created our water-covered Earth about 6,000 years ago. Then during the global flood, the foundations of the great deep burst forth and the windows of heavens were open. Once again, research shows that the evolutionary idea doesn't hold water. End of quote. Answers Magazine, April-June 2024, from the feature Science and Creation. Based on their naturalistic beliefs, secular scientists had three main predictions for what the James Webb Space Telescope would find. One, no galaxies with a redshift value higher than roughly 14, beginning around 300 million years after the Big Bang, and to find relatively few galaxies approaching that distance. Two, the earliest stars in the process of forming and assembling into unstructured galaxies, irregularly shaped with very low mass. Number three, a steady decrease in heavy elements with increasing redshift, and the most distant, earliest stars being population three stars containing no elements heavier than lithium. What did JWST find? JWST continues to find distant galaxies that have caused secular scientists to scratch their heads. So far, the telescope has spotted one, fully formed galaxies at extreme distances with an abundance of galaxies at redshifts greater than 10 and even some possibly at redshifts as high as 20. If so, this would translate to less than 180 million years after the Big Bang, per the secular timeline. Number two, massive, highly structured, spiral and elliptical galaxies with no evidence of gradual mass accumulation. Number three, distant galaxies that are enriched with oxygen and other heavy elements. To summarize, the galaxies that are far away look just like the ones that are close by, a paradox for naturalistic thinking. It's as if these galaxies were spoken into existence by our powerful God as described in His Word. End of quote. Man's truth of yesterday has been debunked by his truth of today, and his truth of today will be debunked by his truth of tomorrow. Uncertainty is stacked upon uncertainty into mountains of uncertainty. Contrast all the uncertainty with a God whose word never changes. Be of good cheer, saints of God. God's word is true and righteous altogether, a place to build a life that will last forever. God said, John 17:17, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. God said, Malachi 3:6, for I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. God said, Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Man said, follow the science. That's right, follow the science. So what if I can't understand what science said? Follow it anyway. That's what educated people do. Now you have the record.